is specially for you. And then you may please be seated. 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. And the word of the Lord came unto him, that is Elijah, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath. We belong to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of stones. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he did it many days. Of me wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which is spake by Elijah. I want you to tell someone near to you, this is going to mark the end of your sufferings. This is a very special service. You know, when we have divine encounter, we normally have it in the morning, at least here, on Monday, first Monday of the month. But definitely today is not Monday, and this is not morning. But I should tell you something straight away. This one is a very, very special service indeed. And the service is being held because of you. In this story that we have just read, we want to learn just five simple lessons that will lead you to pray some very simple but very serious prayers. Number one, don't let anybody write you off. It doesn't matter what people may consider about your situation. Don't let anybody write you off yet. Why? Because you are still breathing. And according to Psalm 150 verse 6, Psalm 150 verse 6, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So if anybody is trying to write you off, tell the fellow, I am still breathing and I am yet going to praise the Lord. If they tell you that your situation is hopeless, tell them, I am still breathing and I'm still going to praise the Lord. Because the Bible says in Job chapter 14, verse 7 to 9, Job 14, verse 7 to 9, that even if a tree looks dead and the roots seem to have been waxed whole in the earth, the tree have been cut down, the roots seem to have waxed old in the earth, the Bible says, at the smell of water, it will bud again. So even if my case look to you like that of a dead tree, as long as that tree has not been uprooted, there is hope for me. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4, it says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. I am not dead yet. So don't let anybody say they are writing me off. Because even when those who are close to me say there is no hope for me anymore, as long as Jesus is alive, I will still praise the Lord. In John chapter 11, verse 39 to 44, John 11, verse 39 to 44, the sister of Lazarus said to the Lord Jesus Christ, his case is hopeless. Let's forget it. He's dead, he's buried, he's thinking. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. This fellow will still live again. I have good news for those of you who people have told that your case is hopeless. This meeting is for you. I told you to some of my children, I think it was last Sunday, of a woman who was hopelessly sick at Louth. And the doctors have said, no hope, this one is dead. They told the husband, before tomorrow morning, she will be gone. So the husband pretended to be sorrowful, told the wife, because the wife wasn't told, sorry, my dear, I will see you tomorrow. As soon as she left, he phoned his girlfriend, come over, let us have fun. This stupid fellow will be gone before tomorrow morning. The husband left. The doctors left. Everybody thought before tomorrow morning she will be dead. And then all of a sudden somebody came in, dressed like a doctor. Daughter that he left. Right, she got up, completely healed, dressed. When the nurses saw her, they thought, but she said, no, it's not my, I'm not dead, I'm alive, I'm well. By the time she got home, because the husband wasn't expecting her, she met the husband, they didn't lock the door. She met the husband right there in the room with a girlfriend. And there was nothing the husband could do now. I want you to stand on your feet and cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, all those who have written me off, give them a big surprise. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. All those who have written me off, all those who thought I can never become anything in life, all those who thought my end has come, my Father, my God, give them a big surprise. Give them a shocker. Give them a shocker. Give them a shocker.
Give them a shocker. They thought I am finished. Father surprised them. They thought my case is hopeless. Father surprised them. Surprised them. Surprised them. Surprised them. It must be me you are thinking about when you organize this program. So surprise those who have written me off. Surprise them, O Lord. All those who have written me off. All those who thought it cannot be well with me anymore. All those who think I'm finished. Surprise them, Lord. Surprise them. Please, Lord, give them a shocker. Give them the biggest surprise of their life. Disappoint them. Those who have written me off, Almighty God, disappoint them. Disappoint them. Those who said there's no more way for me, those who said no, it's not going to happen, no good thing can come to this fellow again, surprise them, Lord. Surprise them. Please, Daddy, surprise them. In your own miraculous way, surprise everyone who had written me off. Those who said, no, he cannot be well again. No, he can't succeed again. No, he can't have children again. Surprise them all. Surprise them all. Surprise them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Lesson number two. Don't write yourself off. Because when the man of God came to this widow, the widow said with her own mouth, I have only one meal left to prepare for me and my son, and then we die. She had written herself off. That's more dangerous than people writing you off. Don't write yourself off. I know some of you have doctor's report. But don't agree with the doctor's report. Thank God for doctors, wonderful people. But they are not the great physician. They are not your maker. They are not the one who created you. They are not the controller of your destiny. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, 25 to 34, the woman with the issue of blood, if she were to listen to the doctor's report, would not have made a move. She would have said, well, all the doctors have tried, they've all failed, so there's no more hope. But no, she refused to write herself off. She refused. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by and he began to cry for help, the crowd that told him to shut up were saying, your case is a hopeless one, shut up. But he refused to agree. He refused to write himself off. Don't write yourself off. I know the enemy may be whispering to you. I'll be telling you, hey, last year you fasted, nothing happened. The year before that, you even fasted for 100 days, nothing happened. So what do you think is going to happen this time? tell the devil something special will happen this time. When you read Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20, Mark 5, verse 1 to 20, about the story of the madman of Gadara, if there is anyone that people will consider hopeless, totally hopeless, that was that man. But he didn't write himself off. There was something within him that said, reach out to Jesus. Make just one effort and see what will be the result. He made an effort, just one effort. He reached out to Jesus Christ. And the tide turned. The tide is about to turn for someone today. Don't write yourself off. As long as you can still pray, as long as you can still open your mouth to cry to Jesus, there is still hope. Some of you will remember, those of you who are old, you will remember one banker, bank manager, working in Ijebode, who went completely mad. He had had mental problems before, and help had come again and again, but this time, he went completely mad. And so they got four hefty policemen to arrest him, handcuff his hands, handcuff his feet, and they were taking him to Aru. But there was still something in him that said to the policeman, please, before you take me to Aru, take me to redemption camp. Because I know if my feet can touch that ground, I shall be well. And they brought him. We were seeing the first auditorium there. I was in my little office there. They brought him, shackled hand and feet. And they said to me, this fellow said we should bring him here. I said, good. Then loose him. They said, no. We know what we went through to get him. I said, he said, loose him. They said, are you going to accept responsibility? I said, yes, I will. Remove the shackles. They removed the shackles. He stepped out of the jeep. As he was touching the ground, he became completely well. I did not even have to pray for him. But he made just one more effort towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet and cry unto the Almighty God and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this very day, turn my situation around. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. This very day, oh Lord, turn my situations around. This very day, you, the hope of the hopeless, turn my situations around. Turn my situations around. Turn my situations around. Turn my situations around, O Lord. Turn my situations around. This very day, turn my situations around. Lord God Almighty, I refuse to write myself off. I don't care what the doctors have said. I don't care what the situation in my life may be saying. Father, this very day, turn my situations around. turn my situations around. Turn my situations around. This very day, Lord God Almighty, turn my situations around. Turn my situations around. Turn my situations around. Turn my situations around, O Lord. Turn my situations around. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord God Almighty, turn my situations around this very day. This very moment, my Lord and my Savior, turn my situations around. You are the hope of the hopeless. Turn my situations around, Lord. Turn my situations around. Turn my situations around. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Point number three, which is specifically for someone here today. That widow didn't know that help was coming. But help was coming. And for someone here today, help is on the way. Get ready for a surprise. How do I know that help is on the way? Psalm 46 verse 1, Psalm 46 verse 1 says that God is the ever-present help in time of trouble. And he made a promise. The Almighty God made a promise in Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. He said, I will help you. He said, I will hold you by your right hand and I will say, I will help you. That passage is written because of somebody. He said, all those who are incensed against you, those who are blocking your way, he said, you will look for them, you won't even find them. It is there. It is written. And if it is written, it is settled. He said, all those things blocking your way, hindering your joy, standing between you and progress, standing between you and answered prayers, he said, you will look for them, you won't even find them. Help is on the way. David said in Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Help is on the way. You remember the story of two of my children who went to America on scholarship? And after they got there, they were married before they left. Got there, they had a set of twins. And then all of a sudden, there was a military coup in Nigeria. There was a change of government. The new government canceled every scholarship. And these people are in foreign land. They knew nobody. Very soon, they ran out of money. And they became very hungry. There was nobody to call for help, nobody, except God. One day the twins were crying because of hunger. There was nothing to give them. The father couldn't take the cry anymore, so he took his books and went to the library, leaving the mother to cope. And then the mother said, well, what else can we do? Daddy said, if you pray and there's no answer, try praise. So she took her tambourine, began to sing praises. The children kept on crying. In the meantime, a group of Christians were witnessing from house to house. They had been there since morning. They were tired. They wanted to go home. But the leader said to them, just one more house. Just one more house. And they came to the house of these my children. They opened the door, and they saw this man, this lady with the tambourine in her hand. The twins, when they saw a white man, kept quiet for a while. And the white man said, I want to talk to you about Jesus. The lady said, call me. Do you know Jesus? Can't you see me singing to him? After some while, the lady said, I'm sorry I would have entertained you, but there's nothing to entertain you with. The white man said, what do you mean? Nothing. He said, nothing. You mean you don't even have a bottle of Coke? Nothing. So the white man got up, opened the fridge, and saw it was empty. It took him to the kitchen, empty. He said, wait for me. He went out and brought a bag full of food. By the following Monday, he had got a job for the husband. By the last time I saw them, they already had two houses in America. Stand on your feet. Shout to the Almighty God, Father, please send help to me urgently. I need help. Send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently. I need help. Urgently, urgently. Lord, send help to me. Before it is too late, Lord God Almighty, send help to me. Send help to me. Send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently. Lord, I need help. I need help, Lord. I need help, Lord. Urgently, Almighty God, send help to me. Send help to me urgently. I need help. I need help. I need help, Lord. Father, send help to me urgently, urgently. Urgently, Almighty God, send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently.
Send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently. Send help to me urgently. Thank you, Father. Send help to me urgently, Lord. Send help to me urgently. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Number 4. All that God is expecting from that widow is that she will believe God and believe his prophet. You too must believe God, and you must believe his prophet. Because in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, Almighty God said in his word, if you believe God, you will be established. Believe his prophet, you will prosper. In Numbers 23, verse 19, Numbers 23, verse 19, the word of God made it clear. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. Once he has spoken, you can consider it done. God won't deceive you. He won't ask you to fast and pray for nothing. He has something in mind. Something great. Something wonderful. And that's why, in addition to your own prayers that you have been praying, he instructed me to arrange for these 3 days of special divine encounter. 3 days. Because he says, if two of us shall agree as touching anything we ask on earth, it will be done. So he wants me to be in agreement with you this time, so that we can pray together and get our miracles together. And I believe God. What about you? But the woman just didn't believe God. She also believed his prophet. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gone to prepare that food for Elijah. She knew Elijah was a man of God. And when Elijah said, the food will keep on multiplying, she believed. She had never seen it happen before, but she believed. She had never read anywhere in the Bible that a woman had only one meal left and then all of a sudden the meal kept on multiplying. Nobody told her anything like that before, but she believed the man of God. And God said in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, 1 Samuel 3, verse 19, that God will not allow the word of his servant to fall to the ground. He won't allow it to happen. And I'm here today to tell somebody, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this will be your year of surprises. I've told you this story before, we can tell you several. Told you the story that during one of the Holy Ghost services, The Almighty God said that there was someone who was going to apply for a visa, and that the visa was already granted. And one of my daughters said, "Ah, amen, that's me, because I'm going to the American embassy." She got to the American embassy, presented her papers. The lady who looked at the paper said, "Sorry, I'm not giving you a visa." And the guy said, "No. How can you refuse me? My father said that the visa is already granted." And the lady looked at her and said, "Who is your father?" And he said, "Pastor Adebo is her." The lady laughed. I thought we were going to say the president or a governor. "Pastor, get away from here." Reluctantly, the girl gathered her papers together and said, "But my father said," as she turned to go, the visa officer called her back and said, "Because you have made me laugh, I will give you the visa." They don't give visa because you make them laugh, but the word has gone out, and this lady believed. That's why she got the visa. And I'm assuring somebody, this year will be full of surprises for you. So I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God, loud and clear, and say, "Father, all your promises concerning me, fulfill them now." Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. "All your promises. I know you have promises for me. The prophecies have been coming. You have been speaking to me directly. All your promises concerning me, fulfill, oh Lord, fulfill now." Fulfill now. 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 Fulfill, fulfill, oh Lord, please fulfill. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Point number 5, and this is the last one for today. Do you know that woman had a surprise every day? The first day, after cooking for Elijah, she turned to the pot full. Second day, cooking for Elijah, cooking for herself and her son, turned back to the pot full. Every day, the Bible said, for many days.
Do you know you can have pleasant surprises on a daily basis? Because when Jesus was teaching the disciples to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 11, Matthew 6, 9 to 11, he said, give us this day our daily bread. In Psalm 68, verse 19, the Bible says, God daily loads us with blessings. Blessings on a daily basis. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, tells us that the mercy of the Lord is new every morning, day by day, And one of the passages I love in the Bible is Psalm 118, verse 24. That's the one that says, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know the meaning of that? When we were young in the village, there is a store. And the owner of the store puts a signboard in front of his store. What he wrote there is, no credit today, come tomorrow. So you get that on Monday, he says, no credit today, come tomorrow. You get there on Tuesday, no credit today, come tomorrow. The same sign. He's telling everybody, no credit on a daily basis. When the Bible says this is the day the Lord has made, it means you can wake up every morning and declare, today is the day the Lord has made. Today I am going to rejoice. Today I am going to be glad. When it is tomorrow morning, you repeat the same thing. The day after, you repeat the same thing. I decree today, for the rest of your life, on a daily basis, you will get surprises. So I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God and just cry to Him and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, give me daily surprises. Go ahead, talk to Him. On a daily basis, Lord, give me pleasant surprises on a daily basis. Give me pleasant surprises. On a daily basis, oh Lord. Give me pleasant surprises. Give me pleasant surprises. Thank you, Father. Pleasant surprises on a daily basis from this moment onward to the glory of your holy name. Let every day be the new day that you have made for me to rejoice, to be glad, to be pleasantly surprised. Every day, Lord, every day, every day, every day. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. In conclusion, please be seated. What is it that God is expecting from you and I
so that it can disappoint those who have written us up, so it can turn the tide for us, so it can send help to us urgently, so it can give us daily surprises. What is it that he expects from us? You see, because the Bible says there were many widows in the land, but God chose just one. He chose the one that he knew would be willing to serve him diligently. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says God is a rewarder of those who diligently serve him. This lady was willing to serve God by serving his servant. When the man of God said, go and bring me water, she was going to get him water. When the man of God asked for food, it was only then she said, ah, man of God, I have only one meal left. She was willing to serve God through serving the man of God. Be ready to serve God. She was willing to serve the man of God on a daily basis. Every day she was cooking for Elijah. Be ready to serve God on a daily basis. David said in Psalm 34 verse 1, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This woman was willing to do God's business. That's why God did her own. The business of God was to take care of Elijah at that time. She was willing to do God's business, and God decided to do her own. John 15 verse 16, Jesus Christ said, you've not chosen me, I've chosen you among so many people. I've ordained you among so many people that you will go, bring forth fruit, make sure your fruit will abide. Then anything you ask me to do for you, I also will do it. Go out, my brother, go out, my sister, begin to win souls. Do God's business, and he will do yours. When you are coming tomorrow, don't come alone. Do God's business, and he will do your own. Finally, if you are here and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, why don't you seize this opportunity to surrender your life to him? He is willing to save your soul. He has a reason for bringing you here today. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, before I count four, make sure you are standing before me so I can pray for your salvation. And then we'll pray our final prayer and be on our way home. He's calling you, saying, come. Come and give your life to me. And I will take over your life from there on. Come and give your life to him. He wants to be merciful unto you. Come now as I count. One. Two. Three. Hey, don't miss this opportunity. This is your own day that the Lord has made. Your own day of rejoicing, your own day of salvation. Come, let him save your soul. Let him forgive your sins. Let him give you a brand new beginning. Now, those of you already in front and those of you on the way, talk to Jesus now. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to please save your soul. Tell him you will serve him from now on. Tell him, I will serve you. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. The rest of us, in the next 1 minute or so that we have, stretch your hands to these people and pray for them. Pray that the Almighty God will forgive all their sins, that God will save their souls, that they will become true children of the living God, that God will give them a brand new beginning. Pray for them, brethren. And those of you still on the way, hurry up, because I'm about to pray for you now for salvation. Thank you, my Father. Keep coming if you're on the way. Keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying, and it will be okay. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. If you are coming, keep coming. Keep coming. I'm about to pray now. Make sure you get here before I finish praying, and it will be okay. Yes, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, I just want to bless your holy name. I want to thank you very, very much for your word. And I want to thank you for these, your children, that have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Please, Father, receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away their sins in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life today in Jesus' name. And from now on, Father, let them do your will in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, they won't go back into sin, but they will serve you to the end in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, those of you who have come forward, congratulations. I'll be praying for you from now on, so I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you turn to your left, you see a man there holding a placard. Please follow him. He will take you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I need and bring you back very quickly. God bless you. You can begin to go. Congratulations. 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 If we are clapping for Jesus, let us clap very well. Congratulations. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Now let's take our offering. Let's make it special because it's a very special meeting. And we are going to pray a very special prayer with it. It's going to be a prayer you pray by faith, and you pray it with an element of violence. Because the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent have taken it by force. When you are ready, you stand on your feet, raise your offering to the Almighty God, and cry to the Almighty God loud and clear, and say, Father, from this day onward, every door shut against my prosperity, I compel them to open now. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Every door shut against my prosperity, I compel, open now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open now. Open today, so that I will never, never lack again. My pot will never, never be empty again. The cruse will continue to overflow with oil from now on, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every door shut against my prosperity, I compel, open now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Open now. Open now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Well, let's go ahead, dance to the nearest basket and drop our offering. And then I say the closing prayer and we'll be on our way.
Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we want to thank you for the offerings of your children. Receive it in Jesus' name. Bless it in Jesus' name. Use it for your glory in Jesus' name. And I join my faith to the faith of your children. And I say that from now on, in the lives of all these your children, no more poverty. And as you go, God will go with you. Even before you get home, you will get pleasant surprises. By tomorrow, you will have mighty testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Thank God for the special divine encounter happening at kilometer 46 Lagos Ibadan Expressway. I've been blessed. It's a year full of surprises, and I'm sure you've been blessed watching all the way from Dove Television. But not to forget, tomorrow, Lillian Ogedengbe will be right here at the same auditorium, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway. That's where we want to continue again for the second of the special edition of the Divine Encounter. Please come along with us. God bless you. Stay tuned to Dove Television for more exciting programs coming your way. I remain Oluwafemi Odoto. Have a wonderful night full of surprises. Bye-bye.
Humanity is in the twilight of its existence on the face of the earth. The rapture, the greatest event in human history, apart from Christ's first coming, is about to happen. The trumpet is about to sound. The bridegroom is already at the door. Christ is coming back, not for a disillusioned, defeated, and defiled church, but for his glorious people, without spots or wrinkle. The message you are about to hear is to prepare you for the rapture, to reveal the mystery of the kingdom. God is about to do something special in your life through his anointed minister, Brother Kunle Adigun,